Adam, you said once that it's gone now, like seeing, hearing it. Now it's gone.
No, you see that we do not have to call it, but it is seeing which sees. Mm-hmm. And we have no idea before that it's just a momentary seeing which arises and experiences an object and then go away instantly. No one there from birth to death, but the Akusala Dhamma and Avijaya. So the best thing is that one can understand. It takes quite a long, long time to really understand each of reality right now as usual, as Dhamma or reality and no one there. But it has to be very natural until Panya is limited. So how can it develop when something that has to be over there or somewhere else, not now? That's why the teaching is all about now. At this very moment of seeing, see? At this moment of hearing, at this moment of touching, each moment passed on without understanding when there is no awareness. So awareness is very natural like now, see? Touching without awareness, when awareness is aware, exactly the same, exactly. Otherwise, it cannot understand that which arises and flows through. So the teachings of Buddha leads to more and more understanding with more and more wholesomeness. Otherwise, one takes everything and has excuse that it's accumulated accumulation. But right understanding can see the purity or the dirtiness of citta. It's there. If it's rupa, there's no place, even you, the world, the whole world cannot keep it. But since it's nama, the reality which has no shape and form, each moment contains what has been experienced from eons and eons ago. And when one has accumulated the conditions to understand Dhamma from hearing or reading or discussion, it's time for Panya to grow. So this life is precious moment when it is the moment of understanding Dhamma. Otherwise, one is deceived by loha attachment all day long and ignorance, because eating and touching and everything is unknown all the time. So many cittas has arisen. Arise and just fall away.
It seems, Arjun, that we remember only words, not what it is.
But by remembering the word that now, seeing now, is Dhamma, it's the measurement of how much condition for right understanding to understand it, or not now, but one day it will begin, because there are conditions, there's such a jhana, ready to condition a moment of being aware. And that moment the understanding of anatta-ness will become clearer, because even awareness is not at will. Whenever it arises, Panya sees that it's not at the moment without awareness. Very natural.
And one of Dhamma is Manasikara. And at day one you ask, where is your Manasikara?
Yeah.
Because it seems so natural, it goes its own way.
Yeah, Manasikara arises with each citta. So it depends on at moment of having this as object. It paid just a little attention for citta at that moment, which experiences it. It's a reality. Or with understanding or without understanding. That's why it takes long, long time to understand realities which is conditioned to arise as naturally without the motivation of loha underlying. Even at moment of reading, one can see whether it reads at it's the moment of reading to understand reality right now. So each word is very deep and one has to really understand it. For example, Dhamma, see, we can repeat everything is Dhamma, but now, see, it's not Dhamma yet, it's something. But by listening and considering, there can be more and more understanding. about now, always now, because past moment is gone and future moment has come yet. That's why Buddha said that whatever arises like sadness, anger, or metta, it's moment of understanding these realities of dhammas. Metta is different from dosa, see? So at moment of dosa or sadness, it's time to understand it as dhamma, as a reality. Don't try to have less, because it's the self who is trying to have less attachment, aversion, or whatever it is. But actually, there cannot be such understanding which can eradicate attachment and aversion. But there can be moments of understanding it as just a dhamma, a reality. That's why a sotapanna can understand all kinds of realities as dhammas, only dhammas, no intention to let go anyone, because it arises and falls away by its nature naturally. So when one is so very raptured, very pleased or happy at any time, awareness can arise when it's developed, when it has condition to understand that very moment as a reality, just as a reality. Don't deny any reality at all, just that which appears. And if it's not the understanding of reality right now, it's not the teachings of Buddha. It's the idea of someone who tries to have method or shortcut, because the shortcut and method is motivated by attachment and ignorance. So it doesn't lead to anywhere with to be understanding. Exactly the same like being attached to this or that, but that moment is attached to the result of wanting to understand reality. So the way from the way of the teachings of Buddha, the Buddha's way, is leading to the eradication of all defilements, but first of all, the eradication of wrong understanding. So it can reach there with detachment, not detachment from clinging or aversion yet, but detachment to the idea of self or something. That is the beginning. Because most people don't want to have unpleasant feeling and attachment, so they try to get away from it to somewhere and hoping to have understanding of reality so clearly that those places. But actually it has to be right now, because Panya is keen and sharp enough to understand it. Otherwise, at moment of seeing naturally, no understanding. So what's the use of not understanding the conditioned realities in daily life? Because it can arise only when there are conditions, their proper conditions, like each one's accumulation. And Panya can see whether it's wholesome or unwholesome, and Panya will lead like the light, which will lead the way to have understanding, and ignorance is the dark, which will lead to more and more darkness, no understanding. No matter one hears the teaching, one does not get it or understand it. It is the way with detachment all the way from the very beginning to the end. Just live like one used to and understanding condition better and better. Kusala. That's why we can understand the meaning of these three sentences like do not do evil, do good deeds, and purify citta. Because at any moment of akusala piles up on and on and on and on so much, or plunge one to the chasm very deep, deeper and deeper. Very hard to get out of it. So it depends on accumulation again to be wise manasikara or unwise manasikara.
Okay. And can Arjan seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, thinking, can they arise without Manasikara?
Each citta has Manasikara as one of the seven Chetasika, but it depends on the level of citta at that moment. Whether it is wholesome, it is wise Manasikara. When it's unwholesome, it's unwise Manasikara. No one there at all. Otherwise, we'd like to have wise attention all the time. But it's not like that. But the more there is understanding, it can condition awareness. And right understanding can understand that reality as that which appears only. A reality that no one can do anything at all. We cannot have it, get it. It is that which can be touched only. Like whatever is seen now is that which can be seen only. No one owns it. Like the body, the four primary rupas and the others, arising and falling away, who owns any of them? Never. So it's wrong idea to take it for I and have self-centered, just thinking about oneself. So the moment of good deeds are the, we can say that precious moment too, because at that moment a kusala citta cannot arise. It means that there are conditions enough for kusala to arise, even very shortly. No matter in what way, dana, sila, or bhavana. Otherwise, what's here? Akusala citta. See? What's here? Akusala citta, akusala citta, and materiality. That's all.
Kriya citta.
Kriya citta. Vipaka citta. Because at moment of thinking about anything like kriya citta or vipaka citta or akusala citta, it can be moment of understanding that very citta as nimitta. But if there is no understanding that it is a dhamma, it's only thinking that it, whether it's kusala or akusala. For example, touching. No need to say that it's vipaka, because kusala or akusala follows. We can simply say immediately, but actually there are many cittas in between. But nobody knows. That's why in the sutta, Buddha didn't talk much about the details of the citta which follows one another as sabbatitana, santirana, or votapana, because these are only nimitta of vijnana, of that which can experience an object like touching and tangible object. What about kusala or akusala? What kriya citta at moment of touching? See, theoretically one knows that, but at the moment touching, can right understanding it as it is, as nothing there, only that characteristic. And not even one can last at all.
Did you say, just say that sampatichana and santirana are nimitta of the
vinyana,
touching of the
vinyana, which now that moment of touching, many moments of citta. So what is to be known is the characteristic which can experience object. No need to try to know whether it's kusala or akusala at moment of touching or after touching. Because it's not time to understand that in details. That's why we know that the Tipitakas were carried on by the monk who's so very good and sharp in understanding the teachings. Carried on to Puttakosa, see, and down to us. That's why it's very profound and deep teaching that I ask whether can anyone just be able to read the whole book, just one book, with perfect understanding of each word. Impossible. Especially when it is the translation from Pali term. Pali words. We have to think, but at moment of understanding in what in our own language, like seeing, no chakku vinyana hinder, that we have to think of it as chakku vinyana because it sees now. That which sees now is talking about as a reality, and it's a reality like hearing, feeling, tasting, touching, thinking. Seeing is conditioned, so thinking now, see, thinking now, no matter what thinking is conditioned. What about sila? How many kinds of sila? Because dana, we know that there must be giving things is dana, and you don't feel angry anymore to the other. Abhaya dana.
Giving no harm.
Giving no harm.
Yeah, because we can give things, but what about giving no harm? See, harder. And the best thing is dhamma dana. Among dana, amisa dana, abhaya dana, and dhamma dana. See, this can be done for amisa dana and abhaya dana can be done without panya. But without panya, can there be moment of abhaya dana? Mm-hmm. If one has a lot of dosa, but panya can see that to whom it damaged, the person who do not have abhaya dana. See, not the person who once get always angry off. That person might be very happy and enjoy life, but for the person who cannot have abhaya dana. So one can see that one lives in alone in the world from time of birth. No one there at moment of birth, see? And after that, without thinking, there is no one. Just citta.